Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
I heard from Lisa, and she wants to get her husband Dale. Now, she also told me that their son went out and got the Christmas tree for the family all on his own this year.
Oh, boy.
Very nice.
Big deal.
Yeah, so I'm going to call Dale as a park ranger and let him know that he might have stolen that tree out of a state forest.
Hello, this is Dale.
Hi, Dale. This is Ranger Eddie Johnson. Just calling because it's Christmas tree season. Didn't know if you had gotten your Christmas tree up yet.
This is, we just did get a Christmas tree. I'm sorry, who is it?
This is Ranger Eddie Johnson with the Forestry Bureau. Mm-hmm. We try to call people this time of year.
Okay, what can I help you with?
You do have your tree up?
Yeah, my son just got, we just put our tree up, yeah.
You have a Fraser fir?
What's a Fraser fir?
Oh, Fraser fir. They're a more common Christmas tree. They have a branches that are slightly turned upward, good form, good needle retention, dark blue, slightly greenish in color, pleasant scent. Does that sound like your tree?
It's definitely greenish in color. I mean, it looks like a Christmas tree to me, you know.
A lot of people are confused because, you know, a Fraser fir, balsam fir, very similar. You know, I don't know if you knew this, but John Fraser is a Scottish botanist who found the Fraser fir in the Appalachian Mountains in the late 18th century, and that's why they're named a Fraser fir.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. Now, what can I do for you, sir? I'm sorry, I'm trying to decorate with the family here, and we got some dinner about to come out.
Let me just cut to the chase here, Dale. We're actually trying to locate a Fraser fir about 5'10" tall.
5'10" tall. You're asking me if I have this Christmas tree, like a Fraser fir that is 5'10"?
Well, we have reason to believe that your Christmas tree might have been illegally obtained from the Harold Parker State Forest.
Ooh. No. But you think that...
You said your son went out and got this tree?
Yeah, my son. I mean, it was a big deal to him. He wanted to go get the tree. And I think he just went and bought the tree, but I don't know. I mean,
you have a receipt for the tree? Do you have a receipt for the tree?
He did not hand me a receipt for the tree, no.
Did he tell you how much the tree cost?
No, he did not.
Did you give him money for the tree?
I did give him money for the tree. Now I definitely want to know where the
interesting
tree is.
Well, we're currently in transit to your house with some authorities, and we have possession of the stump that was left remaining in the forest. And we'll need to take that tree of yours out of there and try to match up the stump, count the rings, see if we have a match, really. Yeah, you should probably just start taking the decorations down now so that when we get there, we can try to match up the tree, you know?
Nah, I mean, we just put them all up. We literally just spent like 2 hours unboxing all the stuff, taking them out of the thing, untangling the lights, and dressing the tree.
Oh, the lights are the worst, aren't they?
They are the worst.
You're gonna. We can't undress this tree.
Well, we're gonna need to pull it out of the stand and lay it down and try to match up the stump.
I mean, he's just a kid. He didn't mean to do anything. Wait, you have a stump with you?
Does he have a saw in his car or anything? Yes, we have the stump.
I don't know if he has a saw in his car or anything. But no, he's a good boy. I mean, this is.
Well, this would definitely put you on the naughty list. Let me tell you that, Dale. It's a shame.
Well, I can guarantee I'll have a talking with him. I mean,
we need to match.
Fine or something?
Oh no, we need to match this, and because it's a state forest, if that stump does match, we're gonna have to turn this over to the feds. You know, state police, U.S. What? Forest Service. This is a big deal.
You're going to turn this over to the feds?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, look, why can't we just settle this over somewhere? I could just make a donation or, you know.
Are you trying to buy me off? Are you trying to buy me off, Dave? That's another offense right there. I'm a park ranger. I take my job very seriously.
I'm sure you do. It sounds like you
We don't get these hats just for, you know, no reason. I speak for the trees. It's a very serious business.
No, I thank you for your service. I'm not trying to make a donation to you. To the rain, we'll come plant a tree.
Pay your way out of this. Maybe you should talk to your wife, Lisa. Maybe that's what you should do, Dale.
How do you know she didn't go? She didn't cut the tree with him. How do you know Lisa's name?
Well, she called me. This is Brian Bell from the Lorna Wally Show. This is a Brian Bell Buster, Dale.
Oh, man.
Lisa didn't want your birthday to go unnoticed in this holiday season.
Lisa's in trouble. Lisa's definitely, I'm thinking of about returning some of her presents right about now.
So happy birthday.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for making my heart pound this quickly. So, yeah, appreciate that.
Thanks for listening to the Lauren and Wally Show, and have a great birthday and holiday season.
Yeah, you too.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bell Buster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.